an illusion so large it will escape their perception, and those who will see it will be thought of insane. We'll create separate fronts, they won't see our connection. We'll show no liaison, that's how we'll behave. One drop at a time, never bringing suspicion. Prevent them from seeing the changes occur. Secretly silent, advancing our mission. An invisible weapon, a dark saboteur. We'll weaken their minds, keep their lifespan short. With metals in foods, in the water and air. An organized, multi-pronged, heavy assault. We'll be incognito so no one's aware. We'll blanket with poisons and they'll lose their minds. We'll promise a cure, more poisons we'll give. Destroying the systems of all of mankind. Making it harder and harder to live. Slowly, surely, never stop. Step by step, drop by drop. This occurs. We'll poison the food, what they drink, what they wear. They'll all be so sick that they'll fail to deter. Our plan will succeed, but we must be ingenuous. Teaching the humans that poisons are good. And those they look up to when feeling tempestuous are already bounded to our brotherhood. They'll never be wise to the poisons unseen. We'll make them seem fun with jingles and pictures. They'll see all our products in film and TV. Teaching how good to drink their wine and liquors. We'll target the children with what they love most. With ice cream and candy they just can't resist. We'll grab their attention and make them engrossed. We'll make them want poison, we'll make them insist. Slowly, surely, never stop. Step by step, drop by drop. Seeping more poisons and killing their minds. They'll be rewarded with sweets or with medals. Believing their dentist is nothing but kind. We'll make them depressed, obese and slow. Render them docile and needing assistance. We'll give them more poisons to help with their woes. And slowly but surely we quash their existence. We'll focus their minds on material things. External sources will bring them their joy. To never connect with what inner self brings. Consuming and spending will be our decoy. Distract them with luxuries, pleasures and gains. Lead them from oneness and knowledge of self. Injecting technology into their veins. Make them believe that it's good for their health. Slowly, surely, never stop. Step by step, drop by drop.
Keep them blind to the hidden hand. Bow, bow. Maybe I'll be their father. You're almost out of time.
Was pretty cute. It was just a little toddler. That's nice.
On the stage, you know they just don't care. I can't take the smell, can't take the noise. Got no money to move out, I guess I got no choice. Rats in the front room, roaches in the back, junkies in the alley with the baseball bat. I tried to get away, but I couldn't get far, cause a man with a tow truck repossessed my car. Don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under. Standing on the front stoop, hanging out the window, watching all the cars go by, roaring as the breezes blow. A crazy lady living in a bag, eating out of garbage pails, used to be a fag hag. Such a dance to tango, skipped the life and dango. A zircon princess seemed to lost her senses. Down at the peep show, watching all the creeps, so she could tell her stories to the girls back home. She went to the city and got so did it. She had to get a push, she couldn't make it on her own. Don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes.
It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going on.
They think they really care. Nothing myself I can't conceive. All the things they believe. My one and only prayer is that someday I'll share my hopes, my dreams come true. The truth about the Jews, none of us can never know how much they hate us so. My only prayer will be someday they all will see, but it's all. Jesus is all my everything. He sets my heart on fire.
Now you guys might think that this is a very sweet song, but I've got something to tell you about it. Do you want me to read you the words? I think you might find this fascinating. I'll get my find my eye dog. Something's gone missing here, guys. Things are getting out of control in the studio tonight. Here she is. Check this out. Have a listen to this. All right, we'll turn it down a touch. Get the phonics going pretty good here. Have a listen to this.
Well.
Judeo-Christians everywhere, they think they really care. As for myself, I can't conceive all these things that they believe. My one and only prayer is that someday I'll share my hopes, my dreams come true. The truth about the Jew. That's right. How much I hate us so. My only prayer will be someday they all will see, but it's all make believe. My heart and wedding ring, Jesus is all my everything. He sets my heart on fire to find out who's a liar. Some of us already know how far we have to go. My only prayer will be someday they all will see, but it's all only make believe. My one and only prayer is that someday I'll share my hopes, my dreams come true. The truth about the Jew. Puts it in a different perspective, doesn't it, guys? A very different perspective.
All the things they believe. My one and only prayer is that someday I'll share my hopes, my dreams come true. The truth about the Jews. None of us can never know how much they hate us so. My only prayer will be someday they all will see, but it's all only made.
You ever listen to the words of songs, guys? It might blow your mind.
My heart's a wedding ring. Jesus is all my everything. He sets my heart on fire to find out who's alive. Some of us already know how far we have to go. My only prayer will be someday they all will see, but it's all only make-believe. My one and only prayer is that someday I'll share my hopes, my dreams come true. The truth about the Jews. None of us can never know how much they hate us so. My only prayer will be someday the rest will see, but it's all only make-believe.
Oh damn, I don't know how that got on my playlist. Make sure I delete that. That's right. Let's get rid of that. This is a song for BJ. Welcome to the broadcast.
Chill, don't medicate, just meditate. You waking up now, well, babe, you hella late. Educate, look at what's going on, let it resonate, accelerate. Find your inner hunger like you never ate. Agenda is to push the hate, separate and segregate. Don't celebrate quite yet, the storm is coming, cue for heaven's sake. Violence that they demonstrate, instigate and penetrate. The values of our country and our God is what they desecrate. My fighters ain't no featherweight, pulling out the seams of the fabric that they fabricate. They feed us lies, manipulate, intimidate through fear and force, forcing us to sit and wait till we come together, congregate, and then we liberate. Praying that you give me strength to find some love amongst the hate. Marching on these streets of blood till I see the golden gates. Troubadour and troubled souls, one of God's servants. Blaze out, cut the grass till we see the surface.
One day I hope you see the truth. This puppet show stays on because of you. It's fun. again, ready to pay your dues.
Just digested, suspected something's going on, but chose to just neglect it. Deflected by some breaking news, oh, we just accepted. Expected just to fall in line and follow their perspective. Don't question their objective, but I got a lot of questions. How these kids molested, but nobody's been arrested. Read it in the testament, these children are protected. So I'm fighting all these terrorists, both foreign and domestic. Refuse to be directed. Lying, not a sheep, only kneel to my God, so I'm dying on my feet. Silence when we speak, but there's violence in the street. I've been rolling with the punches, I can't take it on the cheek. Drink from a glass half full, I'm optimistic. People are sadistic, so vicious and malicious. Praying for assistance to overcome opposition, or I'm gonna start resisting, and then I'll pray for forgiveness.
Oh, one day I hope you see the truth. This puppet show stays on because of you. We've been dancing with the devil way too long. I know it's hard, but get ready to pay your dues.
Let's have a song for Luke. Welcome, sir. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Judgment right now.
Because we
have... In the name of Jesus!
Holy.
Uh-oh. Name of Blue Rock.
In the office of the prophet of God, I execute judgment on you, COVID-19. I execute judgment on you, Satan.
Hallelujah.
Through COVID-19. No more!
No more!
No more! In the
over.
That's right.
Judgment right now.
Because we
in
have...
the name of Jesus.
Holy.
Standing in the office of the prophet of God.
In the council of the Most High.
I execute judgment on you, COVID-19. Oh. I execute judgment on you, Satan. You destroyer. You killer. You get out. You break your power. You get off this nation. I demand judgment on you. I demand. Oh. I demand. I demand a vaccination to come immediately.
Yes.
Destroy through COVID-19. No more!
No more! No more!
It no more. Is finished! It is over!
Yep, it certainly is. The fat lady hasn't sung yet, I guess. Give it time, guys. Give it time. Give it time. I'm sure she's bound to put out a tune sooner or later here or there.
Kevin told you he won't go wear no dress until they offered him the dress, and then he put it on. And what did he say after he wore it? I made my own decision. Duh. But you didn't make it before they brought it up, did you? It's okay. All right. For a 5-year period, every single movie that Kevin Hart did was a movie that had been on my desk. That all I had said was, just can we take some of this step and fetch it shit out? And then I can do it. Like, it don't need to be overtly homosexual because I'm not homosexual, right? It doesn't need that
right.
to be funny, right?
Mm-hmm.
And me saying that and them going, oh, yeah, no problem. And then going to give it to this other guy and having him do it just like it was and acting like I'm a bad person because I keep standing on my standard. But, yeah, it's interesting, but I wouldn't change it for the world. Like, again, I'm on the win.
Reason I know how to play that. And then it was such a hit. It was way bigger than I even anticipated. And now I think we're going to make part two. I think you have to. I think you, like, have to. They kill you if you try to walk away. And they clone you.
In the beginning... good always overpowered the evils of all man's sins. But in time, the nations grew weak. And our cities fell to slum while the evil stood strong. In the dust of hell, of the blackest of hates, for he forbids fear, awaits you. Now, many, many lifetimes later,
thank you.
Shema. You didn't like school.
You didn't like school. You know what it's for.
So, welcome. Dust of hell of the blackest of hates.
If I were the Prince of Darkness, I'd want to engulf the whole world in darkness, and I'd have a third of its real estate and four-fifths of its population, but I wouldn't be happy until I had seized the ripest apple on the tree, thee. So I'd set about however necessary to take over the United States. I'd subvert the churches first. I'd begin with a campaign of whispers. With the wisdom of a serpent, I would whisper to you as I whispered to Eve. Do as you please. To the young, I would whisper that the Bible is a myth. I would convince them that man created God instead of the other way around. I would confide that what's bad is good and what's good is square. And the old I would teach to pray after me, our Father, which art in Washington. And then I'd get organized. I'd educate authors in how to make lurid literature exciting so that anything else would appear dull and uninteresting. I'd threaten TV with dirtier movies and vice versa. I'd peddle narcotics to whom I could. I'd sell alcohol to ladies and gentlemen of distinction. I'd tranquilize the rest with pills. If I were the devil, I'd soon have families at war with themselves, churches at war with themselves, and nations at war with themselves until each in its turn was consumed. And with promises of higher ratings, I'd have mesmerizing media fanning the flames. If I were the devil, I would encourage schools to refine young intellects, but neglect to discipline emotions. Just let those run wild. Until before you knew it, you'd have to have drug-sniffing dogs and metal detectors at every schoolhouse door. Within a decade, I'd have prisons overflowing. I'd have judges promoting pornography. Soon I could evict God from the courthouse, then from the schoolhouse, and then from the houses of Congress. And in his own churches, I would substitute psychology for religion and deify science. I would lure priests and pastors into misusing boys and girls and church money. If I were the devil, I'd make the symbol of Easter an egg and the symbol of Christmas a bottle. If I were the devil, I'd take from those who have and give to those who want it until I had killed the incentive of the ambitious. And what'll you bet? I couldn't get whole states to promote gambling as the way to get rich. I would caution against extremes in hard work, in patriotism, in moral conduct. I would convince the young that marriage is old-fashioned, that swinging is more fun, that what you see on TV is the way to be. And thus I could undress you in public, and I could lure you into bed with diseases for which there is no cure. In other words, if I were the devil, I'd just keep right on doing what he's doing.
Paul Harvey. Good day.
Push me, and then just touch me, till I get my...
This is a recording of my chicken fiasco, and then the next one I've got a bottle routine I tried to pull off as well, trying to do it. Let's check it out. This is my bottle version. Lads got together after it and we tried to do a heavy metal version of it. I'll see if I've got this lined up next. Together. The band's called Ozmath, not Math, Math. much. Take it either way, girl.
On the football field.
After collapsing in the middle of the game.
Collapsing during the game.
Collapsing on the tennis court.
Suddenly collapsing.
The player collapsed.
Collapsed and died.
After collapsing.
Are you tired of being called a conspiracy theorist? Do you see patterns where other people don't? Are your relationships with your friends and family suffering as a result? Well, then ask your doctor about Nitisinol. Nitisinol is an FDA-approved drug that helps people afflicted by chronic noticing. It works by suppressing the part of your brain responsible for critical thinking so you can get back to living carefree. Side effects of taking Nitisinol may include, but are not limited to, heart attacks, sudden adult death syndrome, storming the Capitol, unironically enjoying late-night television, and in rare cases, Bryant's deltaritis. People who take Nitisinol once a day report up to a 97% decrease in noticing. Do your own research to find out if Nitisinol is right for you.
You can't stop coincidences from happening, but you can stop noticing them. And now, for more severe cases, try Extra Strength Nitisinol Jew.
Let's play a song for Forky. No doubt about it.
Hello, Doug, it's Tennyson. I've come to face you once again. Because the horror steadily streaming grew seeds of fear while I was sleeping. And the nightmares you planted in my brain were sustained when you sighed the silence In quarantine I walked alone. Down the halls of my own home. In the halo of a hazel cone. I wore a mask cause I was in that throne. Then my mind was stabbed with the thought of its own free will. I tried until I understood the science. And on the evening news I saw 10 million people, maybe more. People sharing without thinking. People gaping without listening. People spewing hate. That painless voices share. But no one dare disturb the sound of silence. Said I, you do not know that silence like a cancer grows, grows. Learn the signs that it might teach you. Do the path that it might reach you. But my words, my silent raindrops fell. Findings that it was for me. And I found that the words of the prophets are written in substack mail. And Twitter jail. And echoes of
the silence.
Oh,
Rally Jump Magazine, let me begin. I came to win, battle me, guard your chin. I won't ever slack up, commies better back up. Try to cheat again and you'll the whole country act up. Get up, stand up, come on, throw your hands up. If you got the feeling, double towards the ceiling. MAGA, let the love flow, Democrats corrupt. Yo, we know it's do or die, we taking it all back. So, feeling, bunking, Amp Central Force, well, we got more fun. Bust it out, retribution, Delia's team. The memes can get meme, hitting lips coast to coast with all my one machine. I came to get down, I came to get down. So get out your seat and jump around. Jump around. Jump around. Jump around.
Jump up,
White House bound. Trump, I'll serve your ass like tiny meatball. If you step out of line, you're taking a fall. Word to your moms, ballparks and farms. I got more rallies than Bible got psalms. And just like the prodigal son, I've returned. Anyone stepping in me, you'll get burned. Cause I got voters and you ain't got none. If you want a battle, come and get some. But if you do, you're a fool, cause DT is the best. After we take your seat, then you can protest. I got the skill, come get your fill. Cause when it's said and done, I'm standing still. I came to get down, I came to get down. So get out your seat and jump around. Jump around. Jump around. Jump around. Jump up, White House bound. Trump,
things can get really crazy, there's no doubt about it.
There once was a ship that put to sea. The name of the ship was a Bully of Tea. The winds blew up her bow, dipped down below. My bully boys blow. Soon may the willow man come to bring us sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go. She'd not been 2 weeks from shore when down on her a right whale bore. The captain called all hands and swore he'd take that whale in tow. Soon may the willow man come to bring us sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go. Da 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 da. Before the boat had hit the wall.
All different issues, guys. All different issues.
Edwin.
No.
Edwin.
Hey, so
hey, they're coming in.
They're not going to open up the door. They're not going to open up the door. That's what I'm saying. Well, look, Edwin, put the machete down, man. Let's talk. Hey.
Let's talk.
We're just talking, man. We're just talking. Please put the machete down. Edwin, put the machete down. Put the machete down. Let's, hey, put the machete down, Edwin. Put the machete down.
You're hurting her.
Put the machete down. No one has to be hurt here. No one has to get hurt. Put the machete down.
What?
What seems to be the problem? What seems to be the problem?
He afraid you.
Edwin, everything's okay, man.
Okay.
I need for you to relax. There's no, hey, listen. Don't get hyped up. Calm down. Calm down. Relax. 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 There you go. Just relax, man.
Relax.
Just relax. We gonna get this worked out. Everything's gonna be just fine. Just relax.
Okay, let her go, and
just,
then we'll talk about it.
Just relax.
Come on, let her go.
Hey, let her go.
No. Let her go. I want her to pull her back,
man. Come in. Wait, come on.
Look.
You need to let her go, okay?
Calm down.
Let her go.
I said I'm about to go.
No, no. Calm down. Hey, Edwin, stop.
Edward. You were warned.
There once was a ship that put to sea. The name of the ship was a Bully of Tea. The winds blew up her bow, dipped down below. My bully boys blow. Soon may the willow man come to bring us sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go. She'd not been 2 weeks from shore when down on her a right whale bore. The captain called all hands and swore he'd take that whale in tow. Soon may the whaleman come to bring us sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go. Da 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 da.
You were warned that day, my friend, there's no doubt about it. You were warned multiple times, Edward. You did not heed the warning. Heed the warning, my friend. There's no doubt about it.
I'm a survivor. Fight for my life. Coming back stronger. I will arise, staring at you from afar, analyzing every scar, asking myself how we got here. Remember, this is who we are. I am not here for revenge. I did not come to make amends, not here to repent for my sins. I just came here to win, I just came here to end, I just came here to fight. Show you everything you said I couldn't be, I became overnight. This for the blood, this is for the tears, this is for my pain and my plight. Two walk in, but only one of us is walking out of here tonight. I'm a survivor, fighting my life, coming back stronger. I'm a survivor, fighting my life, coming back stronger. I will arise, staring at you from afar, analyzing every scar, asking myself how we got here. Remember, this is who we are. I am not here for revenge. I did not come to make amends, not here to repent for my sins. I just came here to win, I just came here to end, I just came here to fight. Show you everything you said I couldn't be, I became overnight. This for the blood, this is for the tears, this is for my pain and my plight. Two walk in, but only one of us is walking out of here tonight. I'm a survivor, fighting my life, coming back stronger.
Zimbabwean followers out there, and so don't leave yous out, you know what I mean? Even you're involved in this situation.
Hey. It's good to see you again. I'm really glad you made it. You look tired again. Are you tired? Yeah. Well, listen, I think it's because you've been sprinting down this road with your head down. From one drama to the next, trying to get away from whatever it is that happened to you back there. Because of it, you're missing blessings along the way. You gotta understand that what happened to you back there doesn't have to define the rest of your journey unless you allow it to. Guess what I'm saying is you don't have to run no more. Make a shift in your pace on this next stretch of road so God can make a shift in your heart and you can begin to heal. Take it easy on yourself. This world needs you. Rest, but don't you quit. I'll see you at your next rest stop.
Yeah, come in.
What?
We'll be here there.
Probably.
Yeah, I've got nothing. I'm gonna go this thing. But it's a
got it wrong.
It's a really nice server thing. Oh, it's, oh yeah, it is downloading. Yeah, oh, I can cut it off. That's right. Yeah, I can switch this over the mobile data.
Do you want me to show you how to be sure
before to be used? Let's bring the Iberians out. You're not gonna rule me, shall you? By doing it.
Shouldn't.
Yeah, it should just switch over. Do your thing that you usually do on that, I guess. This is really weird because some of these don't load up very good at all. Some of them just like
straight. You got the mobile data there.
Oh, go down the bottom there.
Okay.
And take the other one off. That's the Wi-Fi. Something on the background. Let's see if this still plays.
Hotspot should be on.
You
have to go in your setting.
What, down the bottom here? Into that. Yeah, I still can't work it out.
Yeah.
It's got it, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Okay, well, thank you.
Yeah, no worries.
Do you want your light left on?
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, that's all right. Should work it. Let's see if it's still connected to get on this. Broadcast. Looks like it. Oh, yeah, it's still going. Rolling over, is it? Okay, just had to switch over connections. Yep, she's still going. That's good. Anyway, back to my shit show, I guess.
They call me offensive, controversial. There's only two genders, boys and girls. They can't cancel my message because I'm the biggest independent rapper in the whole freaking world. Claim that I'm racist, yeah, alright. I'm not ashamed because I'm white. If every Caucasian's a bigot, I guess every Muslim's a terrorist. Every liberal is right. I don't want to talk to folks who don't get it. Go woke, go broke, no hope, it's pathetic. Pro-choice pronouns, pro-love, you're progressive. But you ain't pro-gun, no one to protect it. Where the American flags at? Remember when people would hang those? They've been taken down, they all been replaced with BLM flags or a rainbow. This ain't rap, this ain't money, cars and clothes. We ain't selling drugs, we ain't gonna overdose. We ain't pushing guns, ain't promoting stripper poles. You won't turn your sons into thugs or your daughters into hoes. I don't care if I offend you. I was put here to upset you. You can cry and you can scream. You can riot in the streets. You defunded the police. Now there's no one to protect you. I hope I offend you. I ask myself, who am I offend you? Let's just keep it real, facts. Don't care how you feel, man. If you want my pronouns, I'm the man.
Or what are we at? We're at about an hour. Really? Oh, yeah. An hour and I think we can. 101. There we go, 101. Well, 10202. There you go, our classic set. So, what I might do is just go back into my my other files. So, you know, I've just been playing theatrics for the last half an hour. Oh, hour. Get some other bullshit out of the way. Go through my Strange Days file here. What I have in the background, see what I've got. My recent ones. This one was about giants and stuff. All sorts of crazy things. Strange things. The bloody thing. Oh, I'll get the end. Because I already watched it.
In 1966, the U.S. Central Intelligence Agency classified a 284-page document pertaining to the existence of several historical and archaeological anomalies around the world, including that of the pyramids of Egypt and the Baalbek megalithic structure of Lebanon. The file, which was finally declassified in 2013, was released to the public in a heavily redacted format of just 57 pages long. The age of these structures goes back thousands of years, with the Baalbek area estimated 9,000 years old. Why would it be considered a threat to modern times? Could it be related to their construction, and who or what built it, and what could eventually destroy us all?
They say there's a place north west of Göbekli Tepe that's even older. So recent.
Welcome to Lebanon's Beirut. A city, some would say, is the coolest and most lit location in the Levant, the party capital of the Middle East. However, this city is also close to one of the most mysterious locations in the Middle East, a place so mysterious that the CIA classified a document regarding its origins and destruction. But before we discuss why, let's discuss what it is. About 60 miles outside of Beirut is the ancient Baalbek temple complex, an anomalous site that is believed to date back to the Canaanite period and was probably a site for the worship of the Canaanite god Baal. The Canaanites were people who lived in the land of Canaan, an area that, according to ancient texts, may have included parts of modern-day Palestine, Lebanon, Syria, and Jordan. In addition to the construction carried out by the Greeks and Romans, signs of which are still evident from the site. As part of the ancient temple ruins, the mystery comes from the earlier temple platform.
It is interesting when you listen to the wording, La Ba'akli Ba'al. Likely Tepe, very interesting with the Baal correlation.
That appears to be constructed with technology that should not have been available at that time. This older part of the temple was constructed using giant megaliths weighing at least 800 tons each, with the blocks originating from a nearby limestone quarry.
Sort of Canaan has the double A in it as well, like Baal, yeah, the Bekla Tepe, Canaan. Interesting. Yeah, these things sort of correlate through things, a bit like the Anu and the L and the Yars. The Yod-Hir-Wire and the L come through certain things as well, in names and things like that.
Here, the German Archaeological Institute, in partnership with the Lebanese University, recently discovered what they're calling the largest stone block from antiquity, weighing 1,650 tons. How these blocks were cut and moved to the main temple site, with the technology available at the time, is yet to be scientifically explained. There are many local legends about the origin of the temple. Some say Prophet Adam's son Cain built it to hide from the wrath of God. Some say giants built it at Nimrod's command, and it came to be called the Tower of Babel. And some say Solomon built it with the jinn.
This is why I don't believe that the common terminology of Yahweh is an accurate transliteration. Well, it's translated, but transliteration of a name, which is the phonics. If you think about it, look at Netanyahu. That's Yod Heh Wah, which the U, which they've now put into Jehovah, is a V sound, which they never had that phonics back then. Same as the letter J. It's only been around for about 600 years, I've mentioned many a times. And back then, in those days, they wouldn't have used those sort of the V and the J, so to speak. That's what I mean. So it goes back to transliteration instead of translation. I mean, we can have different ones with Yeshua, Isus, all these things that mean certain things in different languages as they're spoken of the day. And I think, if you go back and I've got a transliteration Bible that shows you all the names. I've read through here before, and you can see the L, like Daniel, like Isaiah, I think it was Yeshayahu, was his name in his pronunciation. Some of them are quite close, but most of them are, different spellings now in our English language and that. And back, I've actually got the book right here. I've gone through it before, but I don't want to really go through it. Ezekiel, they all, Isaiah, they all sort of go through different wordings that have got usually an L at the end or a Yah or Yahu. Like I said, Netanyahu. Elisha was Elishayahu, Elishayahu or whatever. However you want to pronounce it in Hebrew. So they carried over the... it's really weird because there's certain beliefs that Jesus' name was Yahushua. Or Yeshua is pretty common in the Jewish realms, in the Messianic communities. There's also an abbreviation of Yahushua, which is really fascinating because he says, I come in my father's name. And you think about the prominence of Yod Heh Wah, not necessarily the whole thing, but just the Yod Heh and the Wah is very prominent in certain endings of people's names. So it makes you wonder. When he says, I come in my father's name, maybe it's a high possibility. I mean, we hear of Isus and all these other things. But it is a possibility that I guess it depends on which party was in, because it seems to be he went through different parts of places in those missing years. There's I brought up a show about it a while back, missing years in India, and there was a trade route that was going up through India at that time that he could have been part of as well. because there are legends of him throughout that continent, like that place, back then at that era as well. So seems highly likely between his voyages to Egypt and there, that was probably the two highest places where he got his gnosism, I guess you could call it, his insight to certain theologies and philosophies and things like that. I would gather that's probably the most highly likely thing that happened in those missing years. The other thing that is very curious about Jesus is that if he was a priest or a rabbi, he would have at least probably two wives, which is very curious when you think about it. This was pretty much the thing to do back then. That's why there's a lot of speculation between the marriage of him and Mary, whatever. There's a lot of speculation about that that makes a lot of sense, you know. She was quite a rich lady when you think about it as well. She would have had to have paid for him to get into the priesthood. From what I gathered, it was $22 million or something. It was some huge amount back then. A study through some author, Wayne, I think his name was. I forgot his name. That showed that there would have had to have been a, for him to get in through some, because of some bloodline or something going on with the rabbinic priesthood. So there was some big things going on there back in the day. There's a lot of speculation that the bloodline went through France as well, you know. That's another bit of a theory. Just makes you wonder, you know, what we're told and what is actual real history, because sadly, most of the time that we're ever told history, it's by the conquerors. And those are the ones that have got the power, obviously, to manipulate stories and theories and things like that. The biggest thing that I found in the whole Jesus sort of situation was that I found it was more comfortable to put it into 30 years later. Because if you put him around the time of the insurrection, everything sort of more adds up, you know. Um, 70 AD-ish, more than 30 AD. Of his death. And then John was, they say, around 100 AD, so that would make even more sense to be closer to the situation, 30 years, than 70. There's one picture, actually, of so-called Jesus, if you look at it from that aspect, as him being one of the insurrectionists or a rebellion against Rome, to a degree, is that he's actually got like gingery sort of hair, like not dark hair. And it's amazing that Mary Magdalene has always been portrayed as redhead. You know, if you look just about every photo, I think she's just about a redhead or a really dark brunette to red. And I think that's interesting because there's a theory that Jesus's great-great-grandmother, I think it was Cleopatra. And that's why they knew he was from a certain bloodline. because they had to flee from a certain place to end up where they were at the time because of some sort of faction going on there. And they, interestingly enough, they found this Cleopatra. I don't know if it was her or her mother or something like that. And she had like reddish hair. So that brings us back to the other aspect of the redheads as well, you know. Maybe these people weren't as Arab as what we perceive them to be, you know. I mean, you think of the tribes of Israel, they went out through Denmark, Ireland, Scotland, everywhere, you know. And there's quite a lot of European-looking sort of peoples to these sort of things. But, of course, you've also got the Ethiopians as well. Ham Sham, Jeshapeth, who else was there? Ham Sham. I think the Ham was the dark race. Ham Sham, I think Shem might have been the Asians, and then Jeshapeth was more the Caucasians. I'm just trying to go, I get it mixed up every time I think about it. Yeah. But the thing is, before the, if the flood situation was at hand, Ham, Shem, and Jeshapeth, all right, it was only a couple of weeks, from what I can remember, that before Noah found wives for his sons. And it seems highly likely that one of their wives could have been a Nephilim, or an offspring of a Nephilim, or Nephilim gene. And that's why it sort of talks about them before and after the flood, you know. I think that's possible that there could have been a gene brought over if none of them lived, and it would explain the region that they come from, that these women come from as well, you know. If you look back in the genealogical sort of side of things, it would make sense that that's where they come from, which was highly, giants and all this sort of crazy shit. So it's highly likely, I'd say, that one of the wives have carried the Nephilim gene through. And the giants were done again, you know. Well, this sort of crazy stuff. Just adding it all together, you know, when you look at the frickin', the pattern of how they got the wives, you know, what is the common denominator here? If he was pure in heart and his sons, you'd think gather would be pretty close to it. But then what was introduced into their bloodline would have been one of the wives. Could have been all three, who knows? It's probably more likely one by the sounds of it. And they are that bloodline that still comes through to this day, I guess. Psychopaths, freak shows, people that run the world, you know, these sort of characters. They're on a different plane, you know. They're on a different dimension. Sinister little monkeys. Well, my friends, I've had enough. I have had enough. I'll catch us all in the next episode. Oh man. All right. All right, you all take care.